Proverbs 15:18 says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. A wrathful man is a man full of wrath. That's a negative thing. It's a bad thing. This isn't the man who becomes angry when it's called for. Anger is a characteristic of God. Sin makes God angry. One of numerous places we see in Jeremiah 7:20, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place. But God is slow to become angry, and He's patient, calling on sinners to repent. He's not quick to punish or destroy the wicked. In Nehemiah 9:17, Nehemiah is praying, and he says, but thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. So we need to recognize that anger is not a sin unless it is done sinfully. God gets angry when it's justified and proper, and we're told in Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. There's a time to be angry and a time to act on that anger, and we shouldn't put off dealing with it once that point has been reached. But we also shouldn't be quick-triggered. Ecclesiastes 7:9 describes the proper attitude this way, saying, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. The Bible is an amazing book, and one of the evidences that it was given by God and not by man is the fact that the Bible tells us about the heroes of the faith, warts and all. Simon and Levi acted rashly when Shechem raped their daughter Dinah, and in anger they slew Shechem, his father Hamor, and an entire city of men. Read about it all in Genesis 34. You may remember Judah. He was ready to burn Tamar alive for becoming pregnant out of wedlock, only to be confronted with the fact that he was the father. Read about that in Genesis 38. And then there's King David. He took and impregnated Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and then had Uriah killed in order to cover up his sin. Then when the prophet Nathan told David the story but changed the details to a rich man taking the one single lamb of a poor man, and David said, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And Nathan said to him, thou art the man. Read about that in 2 Samuel 12. And there's numerous other stories in Scripture demonstrating this fact. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. And that wrathful man is usually a hypocrite. Angry people normally have anger issues because they have hidden sin. They have something inside of them, eating away at them. They may have been wronged in some way, but they begin building up bitterness as they take out their anger on others. Anger builds up over time. It becomes a habit. And if that describes you, you will be the culprit in stirring up strife, instead of being used of God to encourage and minister to others. If you have become wrathful, recognize your sin and repent. Confess your faults and apologize to those you've hurt, and ask for forgiveness when you've been at fault. That's important if you want God to hear your prayers. As James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray for God's help in overcoming the bitterness at the core of your anger. And if you know others in this condition, pray for them. And try to lovingly confront them with these scriptures that we've read in this devotional, or maybe even just send them the link to this devotional. It's true, they may reject your efforts, but all God has asked us to do is to try and to be an example. Don't be that wrathful man who stirs up strife needlessly. Be patient and remember the patience that God has had with you.